Write everything down before it.
And if you don't know it, make it up and then sound like an idiot. Like, nobody checks facts.
No one does. Okay. You're wound up.
I'm ready.
You're wound up.
It's all the other animals making noise.
You want to tear into these boxes.
If I was going to tear into these boxes, I would have said, hurry up, do it.
No, you already would have done it. Oh, wait.
I had to count.
I had to count.
You'll see all the bags are sealed.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. And I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to the 22nd episode of Dead Zone the Podcast for early September. In this episode, we have a special surprise. As always, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com to see all the pictures, or you can search YouTube for Dead Zone the Podcast. That'll bring you to the video version of the show. And now on with the episode.
Hello, and welcome to episode 22 of the Dead Zone Podcast. My name is Jack.
I'm Rob.
And thank you for joining us. Today on this extra special podcast, we're going to be doing what, Rob?
Oh, we got tons of news and words from Community Pack. And
yeah, the same old, same old. And if
really boring episode. I wouldn't even bother listening.
If we have to pad it, I think we've got a thing where we're going to all the celebrity nudes that were leaked.
Yeah.
We're going to go. We're going to rank them all by sexiness, nakedness, and
no, this isn't Finland. We would have done that on Finland Old Time Radio.
No?
That's the next filler.
Okay. So let's get on with it, shall we?
No, let's not.
What?
I can't keep this charade up any longer. We have Wave 2!
Wave 2 is here in our greasy little hands. This is it right here in the box.
Careful.
Okay. Careful.
Careful.
A little wound up.
Wound.
So, please enlighten us. Which day was it? And
it was Thursday. We're recording this on Saturday. So it's been 2 days sitting, barely opened.
Yes.
Lightly caressed.
I got the news that you had received not one, not three, but two boxes.
Yes.
Full of sprues. And I said, okay, well then, Rob, I look forward to, yes, we can record this weekend. I look forward to it. I look forward to seeing the sealed, unmolested, completely intact boxes. And that's when his first charade.
I had to open them.
The house of cards collapsed.
I opened up just the boxes to make sure we got everything, and we did. I counted everything, checked, double checked, but I did not open any of the baggies because you wanted to smell Nottingham.
I did. So, without further,
or probably more accurately, China. You'll probably be smelling China, not.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to smell the inside of the boxes. But without further ado, let us do a re-unboxing, I suppose, at this point.
It'll be an unbagging.
An unbagging. Okay. Please, join us. Get your beverages and relax. We're going to... Yes.
Yes.
Let's do this.
And there shall be pictures of everything.
Yes, we're going to be documenting as we go. So why don't we take a quick commercial break? We're going to get ourselves set up. We're going to move out of the studio and into a place where we can spread everything up. We'll meet you there.
You have been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast with your hosts Jack Fike and Rob Harper. Dead Zone is the tabletop game from Mantic Games. Please visit them at manticgames.com.
And we're back.
We are back.
The first box we're opening here, from the top we can see it looks like it's got some connector sprues. Because we bought extra connector sprues, because you always need extra connector sprues.
Nice.
So there's 5 connector sprues there. And everything's nicely labeled now with, like, labels. Unlike the first shipment, this one has, like, a packing label on it.
And it literally has a label which tells you right on it, connector sprues, 5 times connector sprues, which is 5 sprues of connectors that hold. Looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 16, 20. There's a ton of connectors on
maybe?
Here. Yeah.
Yep, just the connector sprues. I think they're like $3 each or something like that.
Well, we all know what those look like, and we all seen them before, so next.
Not taking a picture of that even?
You want to... You want a picture?
Yeah, I'll take a picture with you holding it up.
Like Vanna White?
Yes, Vanna White. Hold it up. There we go. I wanted it next to your face, but that's fine.
Well, I haven't brushed my hair yet, so...
Here's the first of the new things. This is the zombie sprue.
It's a single unwrapped sprue. Who knows how it came originally before...
No, that's how it was.
...Rob got in there, but...
No, it came like that. It was came this free.
Okay, well, I have to trust... It's just trust at this point.
Trust, yes, trust me.
Okay, yeah. There's some zombie bodies, zombie arms, zombie... Oh, look at a zombie clawing at his face.
Well, you can never clutch your own face so much.
Nice.
They look cool. A lot of variety in these.
A lot of variety.
One's got a wrench. Lots of hands, lots of guns, lots of faces.
Good, good, good.
Masks. They're kind of cool. And, yeah. Zombie sprue. And we got lots of bases.
Two things of bases. We've all seen the romantic bases with the divot in the middle for the model.
Oh, bigger
and some
ones.
Bigger bases. There you go. Some bigger bases. Some more bigger bases.
And these must be the mech bases. They're actually MDF.
MDF mech bases. Yeah, laser cut MDF bases. Now, you did ask the other day...
If they'd come with bases?
If they came with bases or not, if they were freestanding. And I suppose this answers the question. They have the ability to be based.
We'll see once we had to put them together. I guess it's so you can have them dynamic poses and you can pin them or whatever.
Okay. There you go.
And here is our box of...
crates.
Crates, yeah. It's the... instead of... We use tokens right now. Those are for the weapons, you know, stuff you find.
We discussed this before in at length. There's a case... Oh, well, see? Some of them have colored lids.
I think that's just a... They must have made more of a different type of plastic or something for those certain ones.
Which then does beg the question, if it's a colored, different colored lid, how is that a surprise?
Paint it. You gotta paint those.
Well, now you do.
You always had to paint them. They're just gray boxes. How boring would that be?
I'm just... Okay, I'm wrong.
You are wrong.
I'm completely out of line here.
Well, you at least prime them.
Okay, no. Never mind, I just assumed.
And here is this one's a resin set. It's because it's for the Pathfinder on the bike. And she's all in one bag. And she's resin. So she's like a whitish color. She's
Pathfinder on bike. Again, the bike is a little smaller than I had anticipated. From the pictures, you can't really judge. But, her feet can't come pre-pinned.
Yeah, it looks like it has pre-pinned. Yeah, it's weird.
Pre-pinned.
It must be just something to do with the resin molding. But
that's actually really interesting.
And you see there, I think that's her head, or like a different color, too. It's like a blue.
A blue, and then there's just fragments under there. I don't know what all this stuff is, but pre-pinned foot.
Yep, she's looking good.
Very interesting. This is the one you've been looking forward to. You wanted to get about five or six of these bad boys going.
At least the girl's off the bike, because... She's a trooper, so on the bike she's a specialist, but off the bike she's a trooper, so she's only 9 points, so it saved me a point for each one instead of having just regular enforcers.
So there you go.
Next in the box, we got the, this is the AI deck.
So that you can play co-op games against the,
Yep, just against...
There we go. I paused for a picture so that we could we could show you what the AI deck looks like. And this is so that you can co-op against whatever forces you have on the board that you want to collectively whoop ass on.
Yes. Or play solo, I guess. And there's also a deck for all the new models and all the mercs. So we have that, too.
Which we've been waiting for because there's some stuff in here that was unofficial. We'd had some unofficial
rules.
We've
seen most of them now. They've been released. But...
We've seen them, but there's no replacement. You could maybe get a printer out and print your own.
We saw last time. When I was playing my corporation, I didn't have cards. It's amazing how much harder it is to play without cards.
Yeah. So there's nothing beats having from Mantic themselves the official cards in your hand. As far as I'm concerned, anything you do other than have these in your hand is second best.
Oh, yeah. I wish they'd sell the cards separately, almost. So you could just, like, for extra units, you could buy just, like, say you have a bunch of, like, for me, I have a bunch of enforcers. I want, like, three different, I wish I had a card for each one. I wish you could just buy, hey, can I, for 10 cents each, can I just buy an enforcer card, you know? I wish they sold their cards separately. I like magic cards, almost.
That is an interesting topic, and one that we should probably explore on a non-boxing episode. Perhaps episode 23, we will have...
Yeah, we'll discuss more about options that we're going to go through about that kind of thing.
But right now...
I do wish, like you say, have an official ones.
Okay, well, now we have those are official. What's next?
Let's go for the big bag here.
Ooh, that's the...
As you can see, it's the Scenery Expansion Sprue Bundle.
The Scenery Expansion Sprue Bundle
this
has...
is the new. This is the new bundle that came with Wave 2. It was never in the original set.
It has a 4x Urban Sprue D, 4x Urban Sprue E.
You want to open it up and start looking at the actual ones inside there?
Yeah, these are big enough that we're not going to be causing any kinds of ruckus. We don't want to lose small parts or do anything like that. We're not in the real proper position to be doing too much opening and whatnot. But let's just take a random selection of sprues and see what we got.
Well, there should be just two different ones, right?
That's why I'm just grabbing from the middle and hopefully grabbing
two of the same.
Not two of the same. Look at that. They are kind of interlocked here. Let go, buddy. Let go. There we go.
They became one.
They did. The pins from the armor plating on one hooked into the tabbed into the wall of the other. So we've got some corner angled. Corner angled places. Some terrain pieces. The diamond plate. We've got some walls. We've got some armor. Some doodads and whatnot.
Those are angled clips, so you can do angles, which is cool. This looks like some kind of ammo box or something.
Yeah, just some other nonsense. So we've got, basically the rest should be all more the same. Right?
Yeah, there's only two different sprues in there. So yeah.
So there we go.
So that's cool. We got a bunch more of scenery. You can actually put these ones together.
Yeah, but you had mentioned that was going to be the way of the world because...
Well, Mars Attacks also, we're getting a bunch more too when that comes, which should be coming the end of this month.
Unless Ronnie has to sign some books or...
We still have a little bit left in this box. We get our extra D8s we were promised. We always need more D8s.
That's a delicious beverage. Yes, we do actually need these, so...
More bases?
More of the...
And let's start with we got some metal sprues here. This looks to be the Enforcer... Let's see. Oh, no, this is, I think, tell.
He's looking at a tiny baggie at a metal form and,
trying to see. I think this is my Enforcer. Oh, maybe not. This is the Plague Enforcer with experimental weapon.
Plague Enforcer with experimental weapon, yes. And, oh, yeah.
Because I can see some spikes on him, that's why I think it's him.
Yeah.
We're taking some quick pictures here. We'll get some better pictures, later.
I'm looking forward to breaking out the shockwave on this bad boy. Yep, he's got his jump pack on. He is most certainly the...
See on his arm? It looks like his arm is...
Yeah, his shoulder has the spikes all over the top.
It looks like he's got no armor on that arm. It looks like it just does it's plague arm.
And his other arm is plagued out. You can see on his forearm and actually the triceps and the...
I expected his head to be more plagued out, but I guess he's still wearing his helmet.
Yeah, he's got the goggles and the thing around his chin, so it really does limit. But nope, that's the Plague Enforcer. That's good. I was... He's actually kind of big.
He looks big, yeah.
He's a bit burlier than the other Type 3s.
I think he's going to be a nice addition to your army. And here's the Sorak Sword Spawn. These are all metal miniatures. And this one, you can see his big swords. He looks pretty cool.
Let me take a gander at him. Metal again, and those are some big swords.
And he looks good. He's got his helmet or his head in there.
Yeah, and after seeing Community Pat go with that green, iguana green looking...
You might do a Sorak in a different color?
Well, I think you can...
We'll have to see who's painting what. We got a lot here.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, you've got an Enforcer on a bike. I've got a Plague Spawn. Like, that's one for one so far.
Yeah, there's more.
Oh, okay.
Here's another one for you, actually. This one's used to be called Kish, and her new name is Asinqua or something like that, remember? Once again, we'll get better pictures of this. We're trying to take pictures in the baggies, but...
Yes.
I think we'll unbag them and then take pictures of everything.
We're not in the proper locale for doing this. This is a hasty so we can make sure that everyone knows that this did come to fruition. And,
She looks cool, big axe above her head. And she is a plague. She's a plague Sephir.
Plague Sephir. Well, I'm looking at that. There's a considerable amount of flash around the metal, miniatures.
Good thing about flash is, metal flash especially, it's easy to take off.
Yeah.
That, some of it might not be flash, you have to make sure it's not part of her.
Well, I don't think from her, the horns of her head down to her arms, the entire length, being a nice thin fin of lead. It's not lead anymore. They're not lead.
No, I don't know what they're made of anymore.
Pewter?
I don't even think they're pewter.
Aluminium?
I think they're metal. That's all I ever say what these miniatures are made out of, metal.
So
when we were kids, there was a thing called lead, children. And you couldn't eat your miniatures.
No, you could not. There we go. So that's a nice addition. And what do you got there?
This one's mine. This is Sergeant Howlett, the old Wolverine Iron Man clone we've talked about before. I like his claws. They look cool. And I like his stance, too. He's, like, bending down and ready to berserker rage on somebody.
Yeah, that's a dynamic pose. Oh, and those claws, yeah.
They're cool looking.
There you go.
The detail looks great on these, too.
Yeah, I noticed on the Plague Enforcer, the armor and everything like that, I never got to see your other ones unpainted
yeah.
But there is a level of the detail that really stands out. I wonder if that's why they went with the metal.
One last metal miniature in this box, and it's another Enforcer. This is the Enforcer I thought the other one might be. This is the Enforcer with a heavy pulse rifle or a fusion rifle or something like that. There's two different weapon options on this guy. He looks good. I'd like to see him. He does look taller. I'd like to see them next to my other.
Oh, he's a lanky young fellow.
Make sure they're the right scale.
Yeah, and he does look very much like the Plague variant in stature. So I'm.
It probably is right. It just looks weird in metal.
You think that's it?
Yeah, I think it is.
But again, nice looking base. Got two variant weapons here.
They might
here,
have to magnetize them, maybe.
Magnetize is very small, but yeah.
Or maybe I can stick one of the weapons on another set of enforcers. We have enough enforcers kicking around there.
Okay, well there you go.
So that's box one from the wave two.
Box one from wave two done.
Do you want to do a
not big... much? Not much. I'm looking at. A little bit, but I'm not...
Well, the scenery sprue took up most of it.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick commercial break here, and then we'll be right back to look at box two.
We will now take a moment for an important message.
This is the Strike Zone.
Yo, yo, Dreadball fans, the Strike Zone podcast is all about entertaining, educating, and informing you about everything Dreadball. We record twice a month, are an hour long, and are child-friendly. You can look us up on iTunes with the keywords Dreadball and Strike Zone, or on our main website, www.warmoreradio.com.
Enter the Strike Zone.
And we're back. Thank you for sticking with us through this unboxing episode. We are giddy with delight. We've finally got this in our hands. And thank you for sticking it out and coming with us on this journey as we explore Wave 2, an unboxing.
And this next box is the Kickstarter Enforcer Bundle. Of course, it's missing most of it because most of them are the hard plastic, which isn't coming till Wave 3. But we do have some stuff in here. I'll open up. It's in a double bag here, so I'll open that up. More bases, so I don't know what all those other bases are for. And in this one, we got the... Looks like just an enforcer of some sort.
Well, that is good for the enforcer bundle, to have an enforcer in there. We wouldn't want to...
They both come... Here, you can look at the same time. It's the same
thing. Oh, they're the same time. Okay.
It comes with two shields, but the shields are for the enforcers coming in wave two. So I'm not sure if this is the medic, or maybe you can make it into a medic or a sergeant, or...
Yeah, it looks like there's multiple options here. I suppose you could do any of the above.
He's actually got a cool gun. I think that... Or I think maybe you can even build the
shield variant?
Yeah, the... what are they called? Defenders.
Yeah, it looks like you could, because I'm seeing the arm crooked off to one angle, and then you can see the arm that's attached to the shield. I think you can. Well, that's your favorite thing, anyways. Modding.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
You want to throw some shields on them? You throw some shields on them. You want to keep those shotgun-looking things on there? You go right ahead.
And just like when we got the Plague bundle, it came with an extra Plague 1. This one came with an extra Enforcer Captain. So now I got two Enforcer Captains, which is cool. And it also has the Sniper, Rocket Launcher, Drones, and an Enforcer, Stabby Enforcer, Assault Enforcer.
So you've got... It's
pretty much another set of what I already got.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So I got a lot of Enforcers to do a new paint scheme on, probably.
Big cape in there.
I'm definitely not putting the cape on my captain still.
But you can tell the two apart at that point.
They'll be different colors.
Okay. And there's a sniper. That's a nice looking model.
Yeah, now I got two snipers for my enforcers.
Drones.
It is the pretty much the starter set all over again.
Yeah, sure. But you've been looking forward to that.
Expanding
your army.
And being able to paint. Like, when I first painted that first enforcer set, my skills were much lower than they are now.
Hadn't done it in 15, 20 years, so...
Yeah, very few since then. And so I think I can make these ones look a lot nicer.
Well, that's good. That's good. And you'll be able to field two snipers, which I know you will, and I know you will.
Yes.
There's no question you will. You'll be snipers. Every one of your troops would be a sniper if you had the option.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Sniper's the best. This is the Asterion starter set. Finally got the Asterions. Here's their deck. The Asterion stat deck. I don't think we've actually seen the back of the Asterion one yet.
Ooh. I'm just looking at the Asterion deck. The card that was at the bottom here is a mission card. And the mission is cut off the head, and you have to kill the commander of the opposing force for 3 points.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. Kill the commander for 3 points, kill the leader for 2 points. Then after that, just troop points.
So it's their Achilles. They're Achilles.
That's strategic.
Oh, here's some ciphers.
And those are, there's their heads and their bodies.
They're smaller than I expected.
Yeah, they're, you know, the level of detail in some of the pictures.
You expect them to be big.
Belied a bigger frame that you'd be able to get those details more easily. These are very thin, very petite little models.
Yep, here's this one comes with the Black Talon and the piece of wall there, which is cool.
And what's the piece of wall for?
It's for one of the stands. I think the Black Talon stands on it or something, just like when your Plague had one.
Oh, yeah.
Here's some more ciphers. The same one you already got.
Yeah. That'll be quite the little force to build.
And even more ciphers, I think.
Wow.
And one of them is a leader in there somewhere. Oh, I don't remember this comes with it.
There's a lot of Asterions in there.
That's the weapons platform, or the slash.
The no energy shield and the...
Oh, here's a leader here. I found it.
Now yeah, that's a nice looking...
It's big. That's big.
That's sizable, but also I like the look of it. It's got a nice aesthetic. It's kind of a roundish alien kind of looking thing. Those will be interesting to put together and paint.
That'll be fun.
That will be fun to paint.
And here's the leader. Once again, small. Do we have an enforcer here somewhere?
He is tiny.
Compare him to my enforcers.
And you stand one beside the other, and yeah, the Asterion is a.
He's a petite little man.
Hey, space elf, you're a petite little man.
They're still cute.
Yes, they're...
I expect them to get bigger.
I thought that they...
They're almost like space halflings.
I thought the commander would be comparable to the human forces, and I thought the ciphers would be bigger.
Mm.
I assumed they would be, like, since they're a robot and you make them any size, you wouldn't make them the same size as you. It's not like you're inside the suit.
Yeah, but they are remotely controlled from pods on the spaceships, maybe they do that so that when the person's controlling them, they don't bump into things. Spatial awareness, you know, idea? Because it is like a remote, what's it called, I know this is all fluff, and you hate fluff.
I'm just going to have a sip of my beverage while I pretend to listen to this.
But yeah, so it's probably so that they keep the same sizes so that they can get through spaces and not feel weird. It's not like they're working a kaiju or a Jaeger.
Oh, yes, that was great. Thank you for sharing. I'm very interested. So what else
is
next?
And this is why I opened the box without you.
Oh, the truth comes out.
Piece de resistance.
He's just being hurtful.
Can you tell what this is, sir?
Yes, I can. This is a bag with the Strider bits.
Lots of Strider bits. You got two bags of Strider bits.
Strider bits. Okay, let me just...
He's opening the Strider bits. He can't contain himself. This is the thing he's been waiting for the whole time.
Okay.
Sorry about the noise. He did it right in front of the mic.
Yeah, again, this isn't the optimal. I'll be right back.
Oh, wait. He really did leave. I don't know what he's doing. It's disturbing me.
Okay.
Careful. he's actually gluing it together right here. I'm a little scared of this.
So, go on. What else is in the box?
Well, we were going to talk about the Strider that you're actually putting together as we speak. But, yeah. Let's go on to the last piece of thing in the box. And that would be the hardback compendium. And it is hardback. Jack, could you just pay attention a little bit?
Don't quote me on that.
He's lost in his own world now. Personally, I'm looking at this hardback compendium and it is beautiful. We have our signed thing from Ronnie and from Jake. Jake and Ronnie signed it. It says, "Dear Rob, thank you for your support, Ronnie and Jake." And we got number 111 of 1,000. 111. That's us. And we got some postcards from Mantic in here. But this book is beautiful. It almost looks like a yearbook, like you get from a school, but it's probably about four times as thick. And embossed on the outside says Dead Zone in silver. And
the cockpits kind of just pop in and out. Like, you wouldn't even need to magnetize them if you wanted to swap them out. They sort of just click in. I think you could paint them individually, and depending on what you wanted to do, you could just, they
He's
do have a kind of a click kind of thing. What would you, see, someone drew all over your stuff.
This book has the rule book, and it's got campaign books and the short stories all in one book.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, someone wrote all over your postcards. Like, some graffiti artist.
Said thank you for buying it.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
The only thing I find this compendium missing is
I dropped something. Just a second.
Is the, like, a big hardback book like this, I would like it to have a cloth bookmark, like a lot do come with. This one doesn't, but still, it's beautiful. And while Jack pieces together his Strider, we'll take another quick break, and we'll be back, and he'll be done by then, probably.
Not really.
You having fun?
What?
It's too late now.
Do you like Mantic Games? Do you want to read about your favorite games in a monthly magazine? Have we got the offer for you? Iron Watch Magazine. Iron Watch brings you the latest news, articles, and short stories taking place in the Mantic universe. Dreadball, Kings of War, Dead Zone, Warpath. You want it? They got it. Ironwatch.wordpress.com. Get it now for the low, low price of free. You can't beat that at twice the price. That's ironwatch.wordpress.com.
Download now.
Welcome back to the Dead Zone Podcast.
And we're back after a brief hiatus where Jack assembled his Strider.
I have built my Strider.
Maybe he can pay attention now.
Priorities, Robert. Young Robert, there is such a thing as priorities.
Would you like to look at the Dead Zone book now?
Oh, there's a book? I didn't know. Let me take a look at that book. Ooh, it's a nice hardbound. Says Dead Zone in silver on the left-hand side. We have some
Mars Attacks things,
some other...
just a Mantic General. Thank you from Ronnie for supporting.
Yeah, I thought that was graffiti at first, but no, someone actually meant to do that. And a nice-looking book.
It's got everything in it.
It's a nice-looking book, and we'll be using the hell out of it because there's a lot of new rules, there's a lot of new stuff we want to get to, and...
So it's got all the... It's got Nexus Psi, it's got Contagion and Incursion. And also the short story compilations in there, too. The main rulebook.
I just looked at the Incursion page 21, just flipping through, and there's the captain we were talking about, the Asterian captain. Mm-hmm. That's miniature, tiny. Look at the details. Whoever painted that, shame on you. Shame on you for just making a miraculous-looking...
Yeah, according to Pat, it's Dave.
Well...
Damn him for being so good.
He does a good job. It's got that kind of a cartoony GW look to it, but which isn't my deal, but it's nice. Matching rebar for the... Yeah, it's good.
I love rebar.
Yeah, that's good. No, I'm looking at the book right now, flipping through.
You're into the Contagion, I believe, now.
Really, really just... Look at all those zombies.
We can't wait till we get some zombies. We're going to play the crap out of zombie rules.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that for us, that's probably going to... Zombies in co-op is probably going to be high on our list.
We're going to have to get some... we got to get some games in. We got to wrap this up because I want to play at least one game today.
Are you going to put Strider in?
I will put my Strider in.
Right away.
Well, isn't that what we do? There's no sense sitting here building them if we're not going to play with them. You know what I'm saying? And we'll go with our free Strider per army rules.
No, because I don't have a Strider yet.
You have all the pieces right there.
I'm not building my... I'm going to magnetize my Strider up. And,
Okay, you can use a nominal pretend Strider.
So, in general, how do you feel about Wave 2?
Is that the end? Is that the end? That's all that was in the box?
We've unpacked everything, yeah.
Okay, what do I feel about Wave 2? AI deck was something I was looking forward to. And that's there. I haven't flipped through that yet. I got a little distracted with the... I don't know if you noticed this. The Strider did take my attention away. I was like 90% podcast, 10% Strider.
Maybe flip that around, but yeah.
Well, I am still nuzzling it.
He's holding it in his hand and shaving off little bits.
And I'm just kind of coddling it.
Stop coddling your Strider.
But
how do you... The Asterians?
He's my baby boy.
Yeah. I know it's like having a new child.
Yes.
How do you feel about the Asterians?
Wasn't my deal from the get-go. Didn't care too much for them. Didn't care about them. Bleh. Like, it's not a thing for me. The AI deck I was. The incursion book is interesting. I can't wait to try that out. The stat cards were necessary. And again, having the option to look online or print them out, the betas that we had that Mantic had released... Meh. Cards in hand, always superior, and I'm glad they're there. But this, for me, Wave 2 was supposed to be your Enforcers.
Yeah, still got my Enforcers.
And my Strider, that's what we were looking for. And, well, I got my Strider, so...
Got a few other things.
Wave 2 was my Strider. The train I'm looking forward to putting together. I didn't put any of the other stuff together.
Yeah, you can have... that's all... I don't know what you can build. That's all the new stuff, so we'll have to see what you can build.
I'll see. So, but for me... I'm happy. It's good. It was a long time coming, and it's good. What about yourself?
I'm pretty excited. I already put together my Enforcer with the fusion gun. I like what he looks like, and I put together my Sergeant Howlett. And the rules for Sergeant Howlett aren't... He's not a great stat line, but as a character, he's really cool. Like, the model is really cool looking, and I'll probably either proxy him out or build a new model using our troop builder.
It's a nice looking miniature. When you look at it, it's the dynamic pose. It's the details. Like you said, his claws are out on one hand, but you can still see them retracted on the other. Mm-hmm. Painted up, he'll look really good. And I think proxying him out in one way or another is just the way to do it.
Either you'd be an assault enforcer or build a new sergeant who actually is not terrible.
Yeah,
because that's what I found with most of the Wave 2 stuff. When you actually look at the stats, there's a lot of they obviously weren't play tested as much as the first set.
I disagree. I think the stats for the Wave 2 are probably meant to be comparable, or maybe if they're a little underpowered, they're trying to keep down power creep, as far as I'm concerned.
No, but the problem is it's the opposite. The Asterians, I guess, are like impossible to beat. Like, they're super powerful.
Well, then you set me up with a straw man, and when I took the bait.
Well, just my Howlett, and you're what we found was the heroes for the Enforcers in the play.
You made me look quite the fool.
Yeah.
You had the answer in your head, and then you set me up and said, hey, Jack, you know what?
I never said that. I was just saying that they all just seemed a little off. They might need to just do some modification.
So you're saying not what we were discussing, but another aspect of the game that we weren't discussing has some power creep to it, and that's what you...
No, I'm saying all these Wave 2. I said all the Wave 2 stats were a little off. I didn't say just one was weaker and one was...
Okay. Well, then the Asterians...
And I said they weren't playtests as much.
You are...
True.
You are... Oh, and you know that for a fact?
Well, yeah, because nobody's had Asterians until recently. So I think we'll have to see about that. But most of the time, it doesn't matter. Like, that's a GW. None of it's balanced. And people love that 40K. So It's all about having fun playing. It doesn't matter if you win or lose.
Oh, God, no, I know that for a fact.
Yeah, obviously. Jack would have quit this game long ago if it was about winning and losing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see how. Maybe I just think Howlett by his stats sucks, but maybe if I start playing him, he'll be awesome. So I'll try him out a few times.
With a min-max army, he doesn't have a place for a well-rounded, like, depending on missions.
I guess the good thing is he's a leader also, but you already have another sergeant who's got a pistol. See, that's the problem with Howlett, he's short range. And he's short range and his attack stat's not great. And that's where it gets a little iffy, because you want him to be tough to be able to stand up against Plague. If he's just iffy, he's going to get killed. He'll get mowed down against
him. Well, what do you say? This was the unboxing episode, obviously, and we're going to take these things out for a spin, hopefully within minutes. Maybe field Howlett and see.
And that's another thing everybody's saying is that the Pathfinder, my chick, the Pathfinder is too powerful too for her cost, which is probably true. Problem with Howlett is 17 points. That's really expensive.
That is kind of expensive, but it's not out of line with the Enforcers for expensive.
Well, he does have a pistol too. He pretty much is just a sergeant who's slightly better. But he's 4+ to attack. That's pretty good. It's 50-50. He's got Rampage, which I think isn't... Your guys have a lot of Rampage. Isn't that the one where if they get hurt, they might just go crazy and start killing your own guys?
Really? So. He has that?
Yeah. He's like a Plague Enforcer.
Yeah, he's like a Plague Enforcer armor.
Yeah, pretty much. He gets a little kooky when he gets bloodlust going.
Little kooky, he says. Oh, yeah.
Like Wolverine, he goes into Berserker Rage.
Isn't he one of those guys that just loses his full mind and just starts slaughtering everything? Yeah, a little kooky.
And he's, strangely, he's a sergeant, too. I don't know how he rose in the ranks enough to, maybe he got a head wound.
Well, when he enough traumatic blows to the skull, he's his little post-traumatic stress
disorder. So every time he gets hit, he starts going crazy.
Yeah, and now he gets a little wacky.
He gets a little cook.
Oh, there's that zany Sergeant Howlett again.
He's gutting his own guy.
He's gutting everything in sight. What a rapscallion.
We keep him around for some reason.
Yeah. Anyways, let's wrap this up.
You really want to wrap this up that fast?
Oh.
Don't we have more to talk about? Don't you want to discuss things? Don't you want to talk about anything?
I do want to talk about things. Okay. What do you want to talk about?
Nothing. I had nothing in mind. You just keep trying to wrap this thing up.
I do. I'm still...
I think someone's excited to play the game. We might have a short episode here just because someone wants to put a Strider on the board.
Yeah, and I know there's other stuff that we've got to get to. We do have news. We do have communications. I understand that we've had a lot of feedback from our last...
Yep, from the episode 21, we had a lot of people talking about stuff.
A lot of feedback, and you were happy for that, and I was happy for that. So that's... But we've made this the unboxing episode. We're going to use the time we have next time, because it's going to be a full episode of news, apparently.
Well, we'll see.
News, feedback, and all that manner of stuff. So
yep, and we'll probably have a battle report, because we're going to play one.
Yeah. And speaking of which, some of the feedback was about battle reports. We are going to...
make them better.
Yeah, we discussed this after we listened to our last battle report. We did listen and go, oh, that was just a couple of guys hanging out just chatting amongst themselves.
Which is fun, but it's not really a battle report.
It's not a battle report.
So that's a question to our audience here. Is would you rather hear a battle report, like straight up, this is what happened per round? Or would you rather just hear us yap about what happened in non-linear? Makes not much sense. But at least we're excited about it.
Yeah, we are excited. We do have that flair for the making it just like you're sitting with us. We're all pals here. We're all friends, and we're just discussing, you know, the goings ons rather than doing something that's almost professional. Which God knows,
this is not it.
This is not it.
So we'll try one legitimate way, and we'll see which people like better.
Yeah.
So, that's been the unboxing of Wave 2 and the beginning of Season 2 for our Dead Zone podcast.
Yes, yes. And with a Wave 3 coming in October...
It'll be a short Season 2. We'll go into Season 3 and Wave 3.
I'm just saying, we'll be doing this all over again.
Yeah, well, it'll be a lot less coming in. We'll get a lot more Peacekeepers. It'll be much more Enforcer-centric.
Enforcer-centric, which is, it's been a long time coming.
Because we're not getting Forge Fathers. No, not yet.
Not yet.
We never know. We'll see how it goes. But, yeah, so this has been Dead Zone, the podcast 22.
It's been a good one.
We'll see you on the other side.
See you guys.
Here is your host, Rob, to tell you how to contact us here at the Dead Zone Podcast.
Thank you, Wintergreen. You can listen to us on our website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. You can email us at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at deadzonepodcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Join us next time for some more of the Dead Zone Podcast.
Vinland Old Time Radio.
Ah, it is to laugh.
The Strow!
Hoi there, Dirigible.
It's a gavel. A haunted gavel.
Have you read The King in Yellow?
Africa's a continent?
It's with great protest.
Ooh, now that's a fine program.
VinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com.